Thank you for listening at TahoeProject.org. I am your host, Michelle Sweeney, and this is part two in the interview with Casey Beyer, who is California Governor Jerry Brown's appointee to the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency Governing Board.
So the 21st century affords us some opportunities that are unique and new to the time. What comes to mind in the context of a new regional plan? I mean, I guess in one sense, a new regional plan is a new tool. Are there other things that really rise to the fore in your thinking when you think about what the future under a new regional plan, how that's distinct from where we've come from?
Well, you look at the origins of the developments of the 50s and then in the 60s after the Squaw Valley Olympics. And there was a great movement afoot to build to that times, to handle the that world theater for the lake. And it put us on the map. It put us on the skiing map. It put us on the national map in terms of what it was like here. But that was 50 years ago. And the developments were done 50 years ago are old. They're degrading. And they either need to be repaired or removed. And with the technologies and the advancements today, we can look at development and do it the right way using 21st century tools. The scientific ability to build better, build stronger buildings, build a more environmentally sound building, and to do it with the enhancement of the environment around that particular building envelope. Today's knowledge is so much more valuable than the 1950s. Why would we not want to use those type of advantages in today's redevelopment? Some few people say we shouldn't develop at all. And I don't agree with that. I think that if you develop right and you develop soundly, you improve the quality of the environment that can protect the lake. And we've seen it in some development projects that have come forward, and we've seen that some that are still on the planning stages or actually now in courts because of people challenging the right of that. I think at the end of the day, the environmental community will see the value of an improved quality product. They speak to what happened at the South Shore and the developments there, the Embassy Suites project. That was done over a long course of time, but almost everyone that I've talked to says, what an improvement in quality that is made for that area. That is the typical that can be done today, and that was well over 15 years ago. Can you imagine taking 15 years of science and technology advancements to put it into ground today and what the improvement of the quality would do? And you can pick a lot of dilapidated areas, whether it's in the South Shore, the North Shore, the West Shore, and in some places on the East Shore. The right development, the right place is appropriate.
So going back to the question of constituency and how you develop your sense of how to represent a diverse constituency and connect with that constituency. How many years is it that you've been on the TRP board now?
It's been 3+ years.
3+, okay. And in that time, has your sense of the constituency that you represent changed or remained fairly constant?
I think, Michelle, let me give you a bit of background about myself. I've been in public policy for a greater part of 30 years, and I've worked in federal government, state government, local government. I've worked inside of the halls of Congress, and I've worked outside. So I have a great understanding of the process, the legislative and the planning process. And putting that in the context of Lake Tahoe, you look at the greater good of Lake Tahoe, and the stakeholders involved have a say in the process. That's the democracy of good government. The TRPA board, as a mandate, needs to develop a good government process. And sadly, even though I have a long history and knowledge of the TRPA from a personal and family history, the last 3 years has been an eye-opening that the community at large is getting a better respect for the agency today than they did 3 years ago. And I think the reason why is because the board, not only me, but the other 14 members on the board, feel an obligation and a right to do something. Doing nothing is not the answer. And for some people, that was the answer. And I think the consistency of this board in the last few years is that they're putting down their disagreements and focusing on where they agree. And when you do that, it brings people together. And my hope and my goal is that 3 years ago when I got on the board, the first regional plan update was introduced as a plan that they wanted to be done in 2 years. My goal was very simple. Let's do it right. Let's do it sensitive to the state, all stakeholders. Let's do it on time and on budget. 3 years later, we're still, you know, climbing that mountain to get a plan, but I think we're much closer today in agreement on a lot of sides than we were 3 years ago. And I think that's a good and a positive for the lake.
Mm-hmm. So you've got, well, the governors and the senators have stood up at the Tahoe Summit on two occasions now and said, you know, close of the calendar year in 2012, we look forward to seeing an agreed upon plan, regional plan by the two states. And much of the rhetoric surrounding the most recent Tahoe Summit was consistent with that and indicates that we're on the right track. What do you see as your role on the sort of home stretch here in terms of finalizing that regional plan update and helping your colleagues on the board in getting it across that finish line unlitigated?
Well, that is the hardest challenge for any board that has always been litigated against, no matter whether we think we've done the right thing or the wrong thing. First of all, you have 14 members on the board, 15 including the presidential appointee, 14 voting members, 7 from both states. And they're all unique and highly technically qualified to be on that board in their own capacity. I like to say that when we come into a meeting, we don't check our brains at the front door. We bring our brains and our intelligence to the meeting. And I respect another person's position. Whether I agree or disagree isn't the point. I respect them to have that opinion. And I found in the last several months that because of the two states making a discerned point of view saying, we need you to get a regional plan by a certain date, it is now D-Day time for us to comply with that. And I think that's a high order of call. And the focus that I've been is to find middle ground with my members on the California side and the Nevada side and focus on the agreement points. I encouraged the staff to take stuff that's of total disagreement or non-consensus and put it off table and focus on where we agree. And then let's tackle the non-consensus issues and bring them back so we can have an understanding. Both the Secretaries of California and Natural Resources, John Laird and Leo Drostoff, did that. I was one person on our board that encouraged that. Some members of our board thought that was an extra step and unnecessary. I thought it was appropriate because it shows a signal that two states are willing to work together and bring a diverse group of stakeholders outside of the boardroom and bring in information and recommendations. I think it's our obligation to address those recommendations. I may not agree with them all, and I don't think any board member will, but the consensus of what the work done will create a better compact and a greater RPU, and I think that's where we need to go.
Fabulous. Well, thanks for all of your work. Thanks for your three and some years of commitment on this board. Is there anything else that you'd like to leave the public with in thinking about your role at TRPA or the public's role, who's interested in what's going on with the regional plan update and what's to come in the next 4 months at TRPA?
Well, there's a lot of work to be done in the next 4 months. And I think, first of all, there's compliments to the staff that's really seen the light, that they can't sit behind a back room and draft up product and documents and assume that the public's going to agree to them. So they've gone out to the community and they've gone out and made the board more accessible in terms of the process. I think that's a better way to go, and it improves the relationship. 3 years ago, when I asked people, they'd ask me what I'm doing, I said I was on the TRPA board. That was a negative. The community had a negative impression of anybody that dealt with the board, and that's changing. Slowly it's changing, but instead of being an enemy to the good of the lake, they're seeing that the agency is a byproduct of a compact that was created 40 plus years ago that gives us a centrifuge to create good for the lake. And I think we all have a stake in it. And I encourage the public to, you know, contact any member of the board and make them accessible. And you'll find that they are.
Great. Well, thanks for taking the time today and thanks for all your work.
Well, thank you, Michelle. It's great that you're doing this. It's a great way to get information out to a greater community, and I appreciate your work, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is the close of the two-part interview with Casey Beyer at TahoeProject.org. Thank you for listening.